bring out a nekuda, a yisoid, from a few things we touched on the whole zman, and bring out from this sugi that we're in now. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Ami, Hashoychet es ha-treifa, u'matzaba ben teschai, le-divra oise mater, le-divra mater oise. So Rabbi Ami says that the shechitas treifa, if, according to the Chachamim, that by ben teschai, there's a heter ben pakua on the vlad, so if the mother's a treifa, then the vlad will be aser. Rava Amar al-Divra Mater Nami Motor Dalat Simonim Achshar Berachmana. Rava's Mechadish, it is a concept of Dalat Simonim. Dalat Simonim means that even though you shechted the mother, Kipshutai, even though you shechted the mother, but Afal Pikein, you could go ahead and shecht the Vlad. So Machlok is on the base between Rashi and Toysis, Kipshutai, that Rashi is Mashma, that the Gemara brings over there a the case that we had earlier in the Parak, Amar Mishashal Divarim Chashon Zerab Ben Pakua Baal Beimam Al Yisav Lada in the Takana. So the Ben Pakua now has the next generation. It's a Vlada in the Takana can't do Shechita. So Rashi says this din of Rav Mishashal is not like the Madamar Dalat Simonim, because Lachar, why can't if you have Dalat Simonim, even though it's a Ben Pakua, it has its own Simonim. So Tosfos asks on Rashi, the Rashi is using the concept of Dalat Simonim even by Beim Kshera. Lachar, that's a Chiddush. So Zoktoy and Toys asks Akash on Rashi. Toys asks on Rashi if that's so. So Lachar, every Ever Ayotze, back to the beginning of the parak, every Ever Ayotze is Shver, because according to Rashi, you couldn't demand the Madalat Simon, you could always reshech the Vlad, and the Ever Ayotze will be Mutter. As I correct Toys says. If you look at the Bukhar Shar, he has an answer to this Kasha. Bukhar Shar says, Rashi never meant that. Rashi doesn't mean by Taka Ben Pakua, that's Mutter Bachil. He's talking about this Vlad of the Ben Pakua. Not mutar b'achila, but a vlad the taka becomes mutar b'achila. Mikarech the shechita same doesn't have its own shechita. You know, Einshon and the Bukhar Shor gives an answer. But Kopadim, that's Tosfos's kasha, and then Tosfos says memela. We spoke out once. Mishas Abaron makes a tliya. What's the gedder this every yotze muchach or not? But if it's an iser mamish, then maybe it's on Rashi. And maybe Tez just results of Chusar Shechita. Okay, Akoponim. Tez then goes out and says that the whole sugya of Dalat Simonim is really only talking when the Bema, the mother was a Trefa. The mother was a Trefa, that's when you have the sugya of Dalat Simonim, they could go ahead and shecht it again. So, Lachar, the Ikar Svar of Tezvis is Shiva'er, Sarach Bir, Lachara. Why Dafka Behema Trefa has the sugi of Dalat Simonim? If the concept of Dalat Simonim is that we're Mechadish, Rava's Mechadish over here, that even though there's a Shechita of the Ta'im, which is Mesiachis to the Vlad somehow, Afal Pikin, you could reshecht it. So okay, so Kshir also has it. And if you can't reshecht it, then even Trefa shouldn't be allowed to. Because it's Chal the Shechita's Trefa onto the, whatever Shechita's Trefa is, it's Chal to the Vlad. And that was the Shechita that the Vlad got. What's this idea that Tosfos is saying that by Shechita's Trefa you can have it, but by Shechita's Kshir you can't? What's the pshat? Because you could add to it, but I mean, Lemaisa had a Shechita, and that's a Shechita it has. So what's the pshat? Now, to explain the question further, is that this statement of the Gemara, that if you have an aim that's a trefa, and then when you shecht the trefa, the vlad is not mutter, l'divrei ha-mater oiser, that entire idea is the main raya that the achronim bring to the concept we've been talking about the whole zman, that shechitas trefa is not just trefa is not just a random iser that you're not allowed to eat an animal that has this type of mum. Trefa is a iser which stares the heter of the shechita itself, and therefore Rabbi Chaim Oizer brings this raya, and the Briskerov in the Michta brings raya. Rabbi Chanan brings a raya. I saw last night in that sefer that's there. The Shiurim Rabbi Chanan, he brings this raya that you see from this Gemara that shechitas trefa is not a full shechita. It's not a full shechita. It doesn't matter the animal completely. And since the shechita is mechusar, that's why that it can't be matter the vlad. Otherwise, if it's a totally good shechita and the vlad happens to be and the mother happens to be a trefa, the vlad is not necessarily a trefa. Why shouldn't it be matter the vlad? So you see that the concept is that it's a type of shechita that's mechusar shechita. Okay, fine. So if it's a gesterte shechita, so then that's a shechita that the Uber got. So then why would you have Dalat Simanim then? If Tosfos says you don't have Dalat Simanim by Shkitas Kshira, why would you have Dalat Simanim by Shkitas Treifa? Question number one on the Gemara. Question number two is that, the other one I think saw some, that in the Rabbeinu Gershom over here and in the Baal Amar, they have a opposite way of bringing out the Gemara's answer of Dalat Simanim. That Dalat Simanim, the Gemara is being Mechadish, a concept of Dalat Simanim, even in Rabbi Meir. It means even in Rabbi Meir, that Ben Tes Chai does not get a Heter Shechita, Agav the mother. So the Gemara wants to know who's the Memra of Rabbi Chiya or the Braisa going like. And for the Gemara, it could be going with Dalat Simanim, meaning to say it could be going like her Meir. And it could be going like her Meir, even by Shechita's Kshera. And that's why the Vlad is Aser. But it's Tahar. Because Dalat Simanim. That means because the Gemara's Mechadish, even according to our mayor, who holds that really the Shechita Seim does not work for the Vlad to be Matar Bachila, but it could work on the Vlad to Matar it, Midei Nevela. And that's what the Braisa means. It means even according to our mayor, the Mechadish HaFakert the Dalat Simanim, Dalat Simanim normally till now was that the Vlad has its own Simanim. According to this, Dalat Simanim is that there's also the mother of Simanim. Is that there's also the mother's simanim could work for the Vlad, legabe to metahir it. L'chara, this is a tremendous chiddush, because if it doesn't work to be matir it, so it means that we're not understanding that the behema is that the uber is mesiaches to the Vlad, legabe shchita. If the Vlad is not mesiaches to the mother, legabe shchita. So if the Vlad is not mesiaches to the mother, legabe shchita, why all of a sudden, legabe tahara, does the Shechita Sa'im work? What's this concept of Dalat Simanim that these Rishonim are telling us is Mechadish Tas in Rabbi Meir? Those are the two questions on the sugya. So, to get to these questions, I want to go back to that statement that we said earlier from the Briskerov. We said that Shechitas Treifa is not just a separate Isser, but Shechitas Treifa is a type of Shechita that's a Mechusar Shechita. It's a Chesaron in the Shechita that's only Mater, it's only Matar, but it doesn't work to be Mater. So we want to analyze that further. Now, the emphasis is this idea that you have a Shechita that works only for Matar Midei Nevela, but it doesn't work to be Mater Ba'achila. We find this concept a few other places. One is the place that the Briskerov himself brings, which is the Rambam. The Rambam Meshchitas Nochri. The Rambam Meshchitas Nochri is a big chiddush. The Rambam Meshchitas Nochri says that he doesn't learn the psul of Meshchitas Nochri like Tosfos and Dav Gimel. Tosfos and Dav Gimel says that the psul from Zavachta Ve'achalta. Only a bar Zvicha is kosher. Doesn't learn it from there. He learns it from a pasuk by Avodah Zarah, v'kar lecha v'achalta mizivchai, that the Torah doesn't want that we should eat shechita from Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and therefore kar lecha v'achalta mizivchai tells us that the Torah doesn't want us to eat that meat, and memela shechitas nachri is aser midaraisa. Question is, what about a non-Ovdei Avodah Zarah guy? Had a medak, the Rambam is very unclear, Mishnah Melech, yes, Mishnah, very hard to read. But the Rambam then says in Hilchos Avos HaTumah that the Shechitas Goy will work, to be Matar at Midei Nevela. And the Rambam says, we find such a concept by Shechitas Treifa, which again is part of the proof that Shechitas Treifa doesn't have the Koyach to be Matar Ba'achila. But again, that whole concept is interesting. What does it mean? Is it a shechita or not a shechita? If it's a shechita, it should work. If it's not a shechita, it shouldn't work. And if he just means it's like an Isra Avodah Zarah, so maybe it should be also Ba'anah or something. And if it's, or what does it have to do with shechita, with treifa? What's he showing from there? And Bechlal, I mean, the etzem idea that the Rambam says that a guy could have a shechita is taka chiddush, and I'm not coming to answer. The Ravid writes on this Rambam, this is the Shveres Rambam in the Holy Yad HaChazaka, that he turned chamorim to people. So, but al kaparim, the shaila is what's the idea here? I'm not explaining that. I'm not coming to answer that Ravid, but if assuming it's a shechita, how could it only be a shechita for this and not for that? And similarly, that's a Rambam that everyone knows, but until 2 days ago, I didn't know there's another place, very, very similar place, you find this, is on Daf Yudalid. It talks about Shoychit B'Shabbos, and over there, all the Rishonim handle, if a person is Shoychit B'Shabbos, the Chari is a Mumer. So Shechitas Mumer, you get into the whole sugya of Shechitas Mumer from over there. So the Ramban and the Chidushi Aran both say that Tzarech In, Shechitas Meshumed Lavadizara, Ihavik Shechitas Nachri, that it's Metame and everything. Oishema Asura Ba'achila Bilchudhu. Maybe it's only Asura Ba'achila. The Ha'in a guy, he's not a guy. Right? So maybe his shechita works from Matarim Dein Avela. So there's another example. The Rambam's chiddush is by Goy, but the Rishonim are saying everyone maybe holds like this by Meshumad, by a Yisrael. He's for to Yisrael. He's a Yisrael, so his shechita is a shechita. But it's felt in Vizavachta Vachalta. So Mele, it's Otzer Bachila. And he even clears, Yimnoimah Sheyeshne Bechal Shechita. So yesh lachker, what's the din? Kol shechita shemet teheres midei nevela chay mishum oisav es benoi. So big chiddush. It means you can't eat it. It's shechita you can't eat, but it's enough of a shechita that now you can't shecht its ben that day. It's oisav es benoi. So they're giving it a shame shechita. So what's this shame shechita that they're giving it if you can't eat it, but it's still a shechita? Where do we find such a concept? We're finding it by treifa, but how do we explain all this? So to understand fully, I want to go into a little further, deeper. What is the idea that we're saying here by Shechitas Treifa? That Shechitas Treifa be'etzem is not Matir Ba'achila. So the idea is that you could say that the shter of Treifa, Takash shter is a shechita, but doesn't share the shechita all the way. So therefore, lagabi achila it shteres, lagabi tumah it doesn't share it. But what's pshat in that? If it shares the shechita, it shteres. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Well, what's the halfway piece? So, in general, so the pshat is that l'chayra. What the idea here is to say is that really what you need for shechita to be metaret midei nevela is a different thing, a different shem shechita than what's required to be matar b'achila. It's two different things. So it's not the pshat, it's the same thing, and the treifa shteres it halfway, but not all the way. It's taka two separate things. What you need to be metaret midei nevela is a completely different idea than what you need in order to be matar b'achila. And treifa is bichlal not a shechita for heter achila, and it never works for heter achila at all. It's not a shechita at all. But what you need to metar it for that, it is a shechita. It's two separate tracks. For what you need to metar it midei nevela, it is a shechita. But what you need for heter achila, it's not a shechita at all. And that means that really the shem treifa is a shechita which works for this and not for that. But really, lagabi achila, if you just look at it lagabi achila, the iser of treifa is really like a shtigl in a zavuach. It's basically the same iser as nevela, because it doesn't have shchita at all lagabi achila, which Rabbi Chaim Moizer says is pshat in the sifri. Chaim Moizer says that he brings a sifri over here. Sifri says loisoich lu kol nevela. He brings a Rambam. The Rambam says that chatzi zayis nevela and chatzi zayis treifa is mitzarev to give malchus. So it's one iser of in a zavuach type of iser, and it's mitzarev to give malchus. It's a chiddush. So what's the makar for this Rambam? That chatzin nezayis nevela, chatzin nezayis treifa is mitzarev. So Rambam brings from the Avni Miluim in the tshuva in the back. Simon Dalad, he brings it. The Avni Miluim says the pshat of the Rambam is from the Sifri. Sifri says, maybe it's other people also say, but say loisoichlu. It's a Sifri in Re'ei Kuf Dalad says loisoichlu kol nevela, ainly ella nevela treifa minayin tamad loymar kol. Means we're marbe from kol nevela. There's just two levels of nevela. There's nevela gomer that has no shkita, and then there's nevela of treifa. Treifa is also nevela basically. So everyone asks, what do you mean treifa minayin? There's a pasuk. Pasuk pasad the treifa loisoichlu. So maybe that's talking about only if it was nitref, literally, like from an ari grabbed it and was tirefit. But it's not an animal, got a hole in the lung, like naturally, got sick, whatever. Maybe that's not treifa. This pasuk's mechadish that. That's the Malbim.
They got
shechita. What?
When they got shechita, no?
Yeah, but that's also there got shechita. Soichel kol nevela. The pasuk was not the treifa l'sochem.
Make a difference if
it was national. I'm saying, who? What? Okay. So that comes to Rambam. That's what he's saying. So Balkapan, and the point is that if Nischadish from the Pasuk and the veil itself is this Isser of Trefa. So what's the idea? The idea is that that Nevela, the whole list of Nevela, and it's very geschmack if you have, if there's an Avin Ezer or an Simchom Chav Gimel and you're a Deir Simon Chav Gimel. He says this is so. So I'm bringing it out with this is so, but it's true even if you don't say this is so. But to bring out this is so is very geschmack with this Avin Ezer. Avin Ezer says that what makes an Avela is that it's not because the animal is dead, it's because the animal died. It means, Zokter, is that the Misa itself is what makes an Avela. The Misa itself is what makes the Nevela. A Misa happened to it. Since a Misa happened to the Behema, so that's what makes the animal to a Nevela. Because it had a Misa to it. Since the Shas Misa is what makes the Shem Nevela. There's a few rise over there. His Chiddush, the Gabi Ela Trefus, you can keep in mind for next month, he says that the Trefus is also the same thing. It's not because it is a Trefus, it's because it had a Tarfus done to it. So he says. But anyway, it's going to get for next month. Probably, but that's his Yisoy. But in Lagabi Nevela, he says it's because it died. It had a Misa to it. So the idea of a Shechita is that alone, that it didn't have a Misa of Misa. It had a Misa of Shechita. So the Misa Shechita itself is Moitzi Midei Nevela. Because it's not a Nevela. It doesn't have Kiyomus. It wasn't Misa. It wasn't Kiyomus. It had Shechita. A Misa Shechita itself is Moitzi Midei Nevela because it didn't have Misa to it. It had Shechita done to it. So it's the Maisa Shechita which makes it into a Nevela, into which is Mafkiyah from Nevela. So anything we're talking about, Nevela and Tuma, as long as that a Maisa Shechita, it's Moitzi Midei Nevela. And Mimela, it's out of the parish of Nevela, Lagabi Tuma. But Lagabi Achila, it requires more than that. Lagabi Achila, to be Mater, because it's Ena Zavuach, has to be Chal by the Behema, that the Behema becomes a Basra Zavuach. The job of Shechita is to make it into Oichel, to make it into something which is basar zavuach for us to eat. So it has to be chal in the behema, chal in it, that it changes from being behema to being basar zavuach. So it goes from ena zavuach to zavuach. It has to be chal on the behema. It's not enough to do a maisa shechita. It has to be chal on the behema that it becomes a basar zavuach. Like we have in the Gemara. The Gemara says that what's the Chiddush ben Pakua? It becomes Basar B'dikula. It's Roat V'Ozel, but it's Basar B'dikula. It means the way we describe when Shechita is Matir, Basar is, it becomes Basar Zavuach. And Memela, it's a whole different Chalois. It's a Chalois of being Meichel on the Dover HaNishchat that becomes Zavuach, and therefore that itself is what's Matir it. Shigal Raya to this idea is that the first mission in the Arva Reitiv talks about when does something become Tumas Oichel and when does it become Tumas Nevelis. So it talks about a Mefarcheses. So the if you shecht an animal, then at that point, if you shecht an animal, at that point that's Mefarcheses, it's already Oichel and it's Mekabel Tumas Oichel. So for sure, such as Mekabel Tumas Oichel. But if it would die naturally and it's Mefarcheses, it's not metame tumas nevela. So is it alive or dead? What is it? Right? So Zok Rashi, ubetahirli Yisrael lo itzrech lemisni, de koshkein, de have ochla miyad b'shchitasa, because the shem oichel is chal with the shchita. It means the job of shchita is to make it oichel. And it made it oichel, it's mutter b'achila. So once it's mutter b'achila, it's oichel, and therefore it's mafkiya, and the whole shchita was chal on it, and it becomes zavuach, it becomes oichel, it becomes basar, and then it's mekabel tuma. But Tmeil Yisrael, or let's say, a Beimet Tmeil Yisrael, if it's Loi Mishavi Loi Ochla, and Memela Ein Anavela Achatamos Daha Kiyamus Bina Beimet Ksev. It's not Misa. It doesn't have a Misa, so it's not Nevela. But Shechita made it into Oichel. So therefore, it's this idea is that to become a Nevela, you need a Misa. Mefaches maybe it's not a Misa. But to be meichel, the shechita, to be matir, the point of it is to become oichel, and oichel becomes right away with the shechita mefaches. Not a right to this exact idea, but I'm bringing out the point. So the concept is that any Maisa Shechita is a Maisa Shechita, is already Moitzit Midein Avela because it didn't have a Misa to it. And L'gabe Adrab, L'gabe Heter Achila has to be Chal, that it becomes Basa Zavuach. Now, therefore, just to bring out like a Nakuda, Reb Chaim Oizer brings that there's three places that we find that there's certain meisim, if you do to the behema, it's metar midin avela, but it's not mutar b'achila. And he's trying to figure out pshat. It says, for example, by the sarim mishtaleach, if you take the sarim mishtaleach and you d'chiyasa l'tzuk, you tip it off the, when the kohen is doicha the sarim mishtaleach. So the Gemara says that if you doicha the sarim mishtaleach, you cannot go ahead later and shecht its mother or ben that day. Why? Because d'chiyasa l'tzuk zehu shchitasai. So Reb Chaim Oizer says, obviously, it's a matar midein avela. If it's not matar midein avela, then why would it be called a shchita? But it's also to eat it. So it's also to eat it, but it's matar midein avela. So what's pshat? Case number one. Case number two, he says, by Egla Arufa, it's like that. By Egla Arufa, he has a raya from the Rambam. Egla Arufa is not metame, but it's also to eat it. It wasn't shechted. In case number three, he says, what about Malika? So this is an interesting shiloh. We touched on Malika. By Malika, the din is, a kohen is allowed to eat it. But if a Yisrael eats it, it's nevela. So, is it tame? If a kohen touches it, it's tar. If a Yisrael touches it, it's tame. What's the halacha? It says, it's tar. It's tar even for Yisrael. But it's a nevela if he eats it. And betzim, it's a nevela for a kohen also. It's just that he's allowed to eat it, but it's tar. He has a raya from the Gemara Zachim that Malika's tar. So, but for Yisrael, well, yeah, because you're not allowed to eat in you mitame mevesabliya, and it's going to become, and no, but it's mitame mevesabliya. But you're in the mikdash, you have to leave. So he says Malika, even for Yisrael, is tar, but it's nevela. So he has these three cases that also fall into this category. This was like three pages of Achiezer. What?
Found every case
for
an animal's death where there was no
speaker. Yeah, but and it all worked. Yeah, the problem is that this was four pages of this is like four pages of Achiezer I had to go through. Like, so last night I found in that sefer Rabbi Chanan in half a paragraph he brings all these cases, like it's like Malika and like. He brings basically this. He doesn't explain so much, but he just. But these this case. So Zakt, his lashon is Zakt Abchaim Moise Zetman from da. What? The Zakt Abchaim Moise. You see from over here that since the Torah is machshiv this ma'isa that you did to it as a ma'isa of hechsher or kapara or some sort of chashivas to the ma'isa. So that means that it's considered a choshev a maisa took place to it. So Mela, that's not called a regular misa. It had a maisa to it. So once it had a maisa hechsher done to it, that's moitzi midein avela because it wasn't misa. Especially like the Avni Nezer. Misa makes it an avela. This is not misa. The Torah calls this a maisa arifa, a maisa d'chiasa l'tzok. There's a special shem to this maisa, it's chshivas to this maisa, tuzayfa kapara, or tuzayfa tahara, or whatever it is. The chshivas to the maisa. Since the chshivas to the maisa, it's matar medin avela. But, l'gabi achila, it's not zavuach. Wasn't chal on the thing that it's a boss of zavuach? Mekoyer at this. All it is a chashivas to the ma'isa asiyah that you did to it. The ma'isa is a ma'isa chashuv, and the mela it takes off the tumas nevela. It's not kiyamos. But legabe heter achila, that's not zavuach, it's not shchita. His lashon is, the kivin de nasa der hechsher karbon, shemateris is a iser, ein metama mishum de betuma b'moisam amar rachmana. V'chol shenasa der chmater, ein metame. Aval letar midein avela means lachila, but inan zvicha vehechsher simonim davka v'shum hechsher acher leka lahater b'achila. So he's there. So I'm saying this is what he means, but this is how he's explaining that halacha. So that would be that's a raya to this idea that it's cholak b'yasoid, what you need for tahara and what you need for achila, and memela, those cases have one, not the other. So l'chayra, we're saying that that's really what shechita is, what treifa is. What treifa is that all it has is the maisa shechita. It's called the maisa shechita, not a maisa of misa, because it's a chiddush that's called the maisa shechita. It's a yesh b'mina, like the Mishnah says, yesh b'mina shechita, whatever it is. It's called a shechita, but it's not matir b'achila, because the animal, since it's treifa, doesn't become zavuach. Why not? Let's explain a little more. Is that the reason is because in order to become zavuach, in order to become basa zavuach, has to be that the entire chiyus of the simen left through shechita. And memela, since part of the chiyus of the left through the treifas, not through the shechita, so memela, you can't say that the basa I have here is basa zavuach, that it came to me through zvicha, because part of the chiyus left through the treifas. Since part of the chiyus left through the treifas, so memela, I didn't create the basa zavuach here, because lemaisa, part of the chiyus left through treifas. But it's also not a misa, because there was a maisa done to it. So you can't say the misa, the treifas didn't kill it completely, because the shechita killed it. But the shechita didn't kill it completely, because the treifas partially did. So memela, lagabe hetar achila, you need a maisa shechita, it's a maisa shechita. Lagabe hetar achila, you need to make it basa zavuach, that what you have is mikoyach lezvicha, you don't have mikoyach lezvicha, because the treifas was moitzi part of the chiyas already before that. So memela, that's the chayr, the amkus of this Reb Chaim that we've been saying the whole zman, that treifas is felt in the shechita. It doesn't just mean that it's a partial shter to it. It's two different tracks, and treifas has b'chlal no heter shechita. All it has is the ma'isa shechita for tahara. Lagabi achila, basically, lagabi achila, treifas is the same thing as nevel, as a regular non-shechted animal. Lagabi achila, as far as achila is concerned. It's a different shem because it has partial shechita, but that's this shem is, it's very similar to an avela dika iser lagabi shechita, and that's what the Sifri is saying. That it's mamash al derech nevela. So now to explain a few more things with this, is maybe we could explain the okay, once we're here already, I'll go a little out of order what I wrote. But we had before on the Mishnah 9b's the machlokes between Rameir and the Chachamim legabe if the Eivra Yoitze has tahara or doesn't have tahara, and in that Mishnah the Shakvataria, can the shechita work to metar medin avail by a treifa or not? And the Shakvataria was that the Rameir said, don't bring me a raya from shechita's treifa, because shechita's treifa is gufa, and this is lav gufa. So it's a complicated sugya. Like we spoke about that sugya. If it's al shechita, it's a nipol, or it's a complicated gemara. But in short, what Rameir is really saying is that shechita's treifa, the way it works in Tarmid and Avela, is gufa. That means it had a shechita, and the shechita was done begufa. Mashenki in the Uber, even it's punk fakeret. It works if it's materet. It's materet, but it didn't have a shechita begufa. So memela, if you only want to use it to metar, you can't use it only to metar. If it's part of the shechita, so it can be part of the shechita. But if it's not part of the shechita, so all you want to say is it only has the other din, which is a shechita for tahara. For that, you need gufa. You need physically to have gotten the shechita. If you didn't get the shechita, it's not gufa. It doesn't work to metar. That's basically what he's saying over there. Now, if it's a what? Well, someone says it does. If the mother is a treifa, what's the difference? The mother's a treifa is not going to be better. You mean no? Maybe you mean to you mean if the ober is a treifa and the mother's chair? So what? How did they get out of gufa? It's part of the they hold its chal to it. That either Madur Basra says whatever they hold that it's chal to it. So another thing we could explain with this yesoid is Another thing we can explain with this yesod is the Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, which goes this is where we're on to off to second Seder. So the Mishnah has a machlok between Rabbi Sheva and Rabbi Akiva. Very fascinating Mishnah. Basically, different ways to explain the Mishnah, but more or less, let's take the simple case where you did a good shechita in one siman, and then you did a bad shechita or no shechita in the second siman. So Rabbi Sheva says it's a nevela because you didn't do both simanim. Rabbi Akiva says trefa, and the Gemara's mavur that in the end, Rabbi Akiva was Maida. The Mishnah says Rabbi Akiva was Maida. And the Olam tries to understand what was Rabbi Akiva, Kaidim, he was Chayzer. What was this Svar that he had that you could say that when you shecht one Simen, that all of a sudden, if you shecht one Simen, that it's a Trefa? What does that mean? Shecht one Simen is a Trefa. The Rashash says maybe he's coming from Shechitas Oif. Shechitas Oif is B'wan Simen, so he's coming with this concept of Shechitas Oif, but what is the idea that it would be a trefa? And what does trefa come in? If you hear it's a good shechita, it's a good shechita. It's not a good shechita, it's not a good shechita. But what does he mean trefa? What's trefa? Where did trefa come in? Lagabi, the simen that you shechted, it was a good simen. So if that's enough, it's enough. What's the comparison to trefa over here? Trefa normally is you shechted it completely, and it's a trefa. So, what's Mavur L'Chayr from Rabbi Kiva, the way you can explain according to this Yisoid, is Rabbi Kiva saying this concept that we're saying that the Maisa, Shechita, is enough to be Maitzim Midei Nevela, and no, only to be Mater Bachila, you need to make it into Zvicha, take out from the Inazvach, make it Zavuach. Rabbi Kiva holds that Be'ikr, the Maisa Shechita, is already complete, or you already have a Maisa Shechita with one Semen. And L'Chayra, what he wants to say is that L'Gabi, what's called a Maisa Shechita versus a Maisa of Misa, L'Gabi, what's called a Maisa of Shechita, there's no chilek between an Oif and a Behema. L'Gabi, that, there's not going to be a chilek between an Oif and a Behema. If that's called a Maisa Shechita, it's called a Maisa Shechita, and that's why it works by Oif also. That's the Maisa Shechita. And Memela, Zakh Rabbi Kiva, you did a Maisa Shechita, even if it's only one simon, you did a Maisa Shechita. And Memela, it's Moitzi Medei Nevela. It's Moitzi Medei Nevela. The chilek between Oif and Behema is we already had raya to this before, that really, Oif and Behema both, the kiyum of the shechita has to be moitzi the chiyas from both simanim. It's just that Oif has a shvach chiyas, and the mela with one, you're already moitzi the whole chiyas. With one, you're moitzi the whole chiyas. So the difference between Basar Behema, between Behema and Oif, is how do you make it zavuach? By Oif, one simen is enough to make it zavuach because whatever left the chiyas in the second simen is very weak. So it's considered you already might see the whole chiyas with the maisa shechita you did in the first simen. By Behema, in order to be meichel the heter shechita to make it zavuach, you need to do shechita in both simen because the chiyas that's left from the other simen is still giving chiyas. And Memela, you have to be moitzi, you have to do the shechita in both simanim. But Lagabi, what's called the etzem maisa shechita, there's no chiluk between Oif and Behema. It's called the Maisa Shechita already in one semen. Memela Zakh Rabbi Kiva, you're Moitzi Midei Nevela already with one semen. And that's that, and of course you don't have a Heter Achila. Zakh Avni Nezer. So why do Rabbi Kiva call it a Trefa? It's a new Isser. I don't know. It's a new Isser. It's a really Klapi Achila. It's not Shechted. Zakh Avni Nezer, Mamish this Lord. Zakh Avni Nezer, this status that something has a Maisa Shechita done to it. I'm putting in words, but this status that something has a Maisa Shechita done to it, but it didn't become Zavuach, when Koyach that Maisa Shechita, we call that Isser Trefa. That's what we call Trefa, because it has already a Maisa Shechita to it. It didn't become Zavuach, when Koyach that Shechita. The idea of that Isser, where had he magged that Isser? What's the example of that Isser? That's called Trefa. And that's what Rabbi Kiva says, Trefa. That's what Rabbi Kiva means, Trefa. Trefa is this thing that you're missing. The koyach didn't become zavuach mekoyach the shechita, but had a maisa shechita. That's what trefa is. Is that it's completely in a zavuach, basically, but it had a maisa shechita. So that's a trefa. That's what Rabbi Kiva means. The full chiyas didn't leave aydei misa. What do you mean? What?
No, the full, just
Because the whole chiyas didn't leave through the shechita either. Right. It's going to die now. It's going to die through. So the full chiyas didn't leave through shechita, but there's enough, but the full chiyas didn't leave through misa either. That's called treifa. We said this earlier in the Zman. We said this, like, I to explain the Rash Bashita by the Cholov of a Ben Pakur that had Eivra Yoytze. There's a steer in the Rashba. The Rashba by a Ben Pakur that has Eivra Yoytze, what's the Cholov? So one Rashba in Tzeres by Sakatzer called it Trefa. And one Rashba called it Mechusr, that the Eivra is alive, Hu Levadei Nishar Chai, and it doesn't have Shechita. So the idea is, that's Haguf for this idea. It's one thing. That if this Aver is left without Shechita, so there's a Maisa Shechita on the whole Behema. But this Aver is Mufka from Shechita. So this Aver, which is Mufka from Shechita, that's Trefus. That's the Isser Trefus. So, and Mamila, that's the Pshat in this Rabbi Kiva, Koidim Chazar. You want to know, according to Bekiva, how literal is he saying? Is it in a zavuach? Is it treifa? I don't know how literal it is, but it's definitely in the parish of treifa. The lashon of Avinezer.
Have attempted to have this mitzvah? It's not the chatzar.
It's the case of it.
There is, and behemoth doesn't have a shechidu that is vichah. This is treifa, but the Torah is not answering because it has one long. The Isra Torah is this Messias.
Yeah. So now, and it's not just an example. Where else do you find a shechita? So Mamela, by Goy and by Mumar, the Chor you want to say, that since the miut of the Goy is from Kalachav Achalta Mizivcha, the miut of the Mumar is from Vezavachat Achalta, that means they're nismite from the parasha of Zvicha to make it a Michael. We're not allowed to eat their food, and therefore they're not a bar hochi to make it into a maichel, they're not a bar hochi to make it into zavuach. So maybe they're nismite from that, but from the maisa shechita, they're not nismite. So the Ramban and the Ran say, oh, he's not a goy, he's kedushin. If you have kedushin, you can have shechita. That's good. The Rambam's chiddush by a goy is already the Raivin shtelled on that. But that's the setup of why those things have partially shechita, as Rabbi Chanan says, shechita lachtzayim. But this is the idea of it. So, another few places that we had this throughout the Zman, is like this, in very geschmack, is on Daf Tes, back to the first sugya in the Zman. Daf Tes, we had that if you shecht something and you have to be boidik the simonim, and you weren't boidik, so there's a cheska sisser, there's cheska zena zavuah, cheska sisser, whatever the chazaka is, and the mele, Rav Huna says, sasasar b'achila. It's also b'achila, and machlik is amaroyim if it's metame. Machlik is amaroyim if it's metame. The Rambam paskins, and those were the way the tefuah shor and simon chafei, and the Prima Gadim brings it down and simon chafei paskins. So, like the Rambam, the way the psak halacha is that it's vaday oser. It's an avail of vadois. It's an avail of vadois, but it's vaday tar. It's not tamei misafik. It's tar. So. That's interesting. Meaning, what's the pshat over here? The Prima Gadim says, you see from here, Chayn Mashma Da'av in Avela, Vadai, Tuchol Sofek Hashoka Ukma Chazaka, Chayn Mashma Rambam, that it's Nevela. Mashma Da'av Vadai. So what's the Bir Adavar? That it's Midaraisa, yes, in Avela, and it's Midaraisa, not, it's Midaraisa Tar, but midrabanan, but midraisa, it's also b'achila.
Nevela midraisa.
Midraisa lagabe achila.
No, but
no, that's what I'm saying. But midraisa, you're gonna get malchus for this of nevela.
So it is mitam.
But it's not tome. That's Rambam. Right, but I'm saying that it's a very interesting. So the Gemara called this treifa, right? Because why did the Gemara call this treifa? So we thought till now, the Gemara calls it treifa because this is the only example that we have of something which is also b'achila and tame and tar. But pshat is like this. Maybe we could be masber like this. The Rishonim were busy. There's a roiv. There's some sort of hachra that we could say that maybe we do know that it was shechted, right? But we can't use it because it's a chazaka. Okay. So pshat is like this. There's a, maybe you could start too, there's a Schmeitzer. Schmeitzer says that let's say you have a potato and a drop of chalev falls into the potato. So the potato had a cheskes heter. And now you want to know, are you allowed to eat it? There's chalev in here. So Dr. Schmeitzer, it depends. If you hold chanan, chanan means that now the potato itself is aser. So he says, okay, for that you could paskin with cheskes heter. Because the chazaka is that the thing was mutter, and you want to say there was a shinui done to the thing itself. You want to say there was a shinui done. It went from a potato of heter to a potato of iser. For that you have a chazaka. And the chazaka will paskin that the iser didn't take place. But zakta, if you don't hold chanan, so now you have a potato that was mutter. The potato is still mutter. What do you want to clear? Maybe a maisa happened that the chela fell in. Maybe the mice happened, the chalev didn't fall in. The chazaka that's on the thing doesn't paskin if something happened to it or not. That's the Shmaitzah says. So I want to say, maybe, mamish, the same thing over here. That over here, this behemah is a cheskes in a zavuach. Now you have a shchita, you're not sure. Was it Rav Siman or Rav Siman? So you want to, did this shchita turn it into yezavuach? So it was a shinui in the basar, shinui in the thing itself. So for the shinui in the thing itself, we could paskin that it's aser. Because the thing was also before. Now you want to go and change it into Zavuach. From Ina Zavuach, you can't do that. There's a Chazak on the thing before, on the thing itself. So the Chazak of Paskin's Vadai, it's Ina Zavuach still. And it didn't become Zavuach. And maybe it's Vadai Aser. But now you have a new Shaila. Did a Maisa Shechita take place in Matar? So the Chazak can't Paskin if there was a Maisa Zavicha or not. It's a separate thing. A Maisa happens to it on top of it. Did a Maisa happen? So there's no Chazak on that. So for that, you could use the Rav, that Rav Shoichtim Shecht, Rav Simon. And the Mela on that, we know that there was a good Shechita. Because the Chazaka cannot paskin that there was no Shechita done. So the Pshat is that this case of we don't know what happened, you can name on that there was a Maisa Shechita. But to turn into Zavuach, they have Chazaka, that it didn't turn into Zavuach. So the Mela, it's Vadai. Aser, but it's also Vaday Tar, because that a Maisa Shechita done. And the example of that is Trefa. And that's why the Gemara says Trefa. It doesn't say Trefa Stam, because it's a good Marshal. It's saying Trefa, because that is what Trefa is, that has a Maisa Shechita without a Heter, without becoming Zavuach. And what's Geshmak is that in the Hemshek, the Tvor Shor says that because it's Aser Ba'achila, he says, so we paskin that it's Aser Ba'achila. Oh, by the way, what is the other Mandamar? The other Mandamar just holds, and if we're Machria, that there's no Shechita, so man, it's tied to disaster, so we're Machria. But basically, he also agrees to this. But the Tvor Shor says that since we paskin like the Rambam, that it's tar, that it's Aser Ba'achila Bavadai, even though it's Tar, says it's Mutu Lishchait Achra of Oisav Ez Benoi. So the Prima Gadol says, how can he shecht Oisav Ez Benoi? L'chare had a Maisa Shechita done to it. So this is Machlekes to Ashar, and not just Ari. Which Shechita do you need? Which Shechita makes it Oisav Ez Benoi? Is it the Shechita making it Zavuach? That's the Shechita for Oisav Ez Benoi? Or is it the Shechita of Maisa Shechita? So the Prima Gadol brings a Raya from Trefa. Trefa in Alar Shecht Achrav. Trefa in Alar Shecht Achrav. So the Nois Yaakov asks on the Prima Gadol, what do you bring a Raya from Trefa? Trefa is a good shechita, has a trefa on it. But according to all this, Prima Gadol is saying, you see from trefa, and like we said already, we already have the rayas from Malika, from the Chiyasa Letzuk, and all these things, that as long as it's a Maisa Shechita for Oysa, as long as it's a Maisa Shechita for Tahara, it already asks Oysa Ves Benoi, and I think the Rukhaim Oysa also asked in the Tvor Shor that this case would be fair. Maybe the Tvor Shor it has to do with the other Tvor Shor, the Shitasa, maybe. So I can say, I don't know if he holds this whole thing. Whatever, but anyway, that L'Chaira, it would be Mukhrach, like the Prima Gadol, that a Shechita, which is a Maisa Shechita, is enough already to be called a Shechita Lagabe, that you're not a Shechtacha for Yisrael has been. So that's the Yisoid over here. One more Raya before we go back to the answer the questions. That's the chara makes it out. It's not called a maisa shechita at all, because the Torah told us what a maisa shechita is. Oh, so that's Rabbi Kiva shechita. A kosher shechita and one simon is enough already to call the maisa shechita. Only on the first simon. You have to do if otherwise it's kosher. That's Rabbi Kiva. That's the Mishnah. If you did chalad in the second simon. So in other, yeah, you can't just do a Maisa Nechira, obviously. There's something called making it a Nevela also, that's called Misa. But Maisa Shechita, the Torah told us what it is, with Halachis, which is why the Rabbi said, how could a Goy do this? That's, yeah, okay. So, one more Raya to this, or a thing that we can Miyashiv with this, is perhaps the Gemara talked about if an animal, I mean, we brought it here on Daf Samach Tes, what happens if it was Hoitzi Yodai Bein Simen LeSimen? And the Gemara brought a Raya from Ilfa, which we're going to learn, which is Second Seder now. We're going to learn Second Seder. That the Shaila of Ilfa is, what happens if something became a Trefa between the Simonim? So can you use the Simon Rishon for the Simon Sheni Mitztaref to make it into Latar Medina Vela? It became a trefa in between. So first of all, Reb Chaim Oizer also brings a raya from there that you see that trefas is a shter to the shechita, because if it's not a shter to the shechita, what's a shayla of tziruf? Obviously, it's a shter to the shechita. Okay, but lemaisa, what is the shayla over here in Ilfa between if it became a trefa in between the simanim? So. This can get a little complicated, but there's two Yersoyas over there in the Gemara. And Mitzafter Simon Shen says Simon Rishon, and Mitzafter Simon Rishon says Simon Sheni. In order to understand this, maybe we have to extend the Vart a little bit stronger to say like this. The bottom line of the point is that the Shechita which is coming to Mitar Medei Nevela and the Shechita that's coming to Mimater Bachila is two separate shechitas. It's two separate ideas. This is a making it a basis of ruach. This is a ma'isa shechita ba'alma. And therefore, the question is, when you're only doing one or the other, are they mitztaref? You could still say, well, b'chalma saimana, it's still weird, because l'chora, when I started off and I was matir b'achila, I was also doing ma'isa shechita, so let me just continue doing my ma'isa shechita in the second simon. So it's still not 100% explained. But the bir adavar would have to be that's aleph base. But in order to explain this, it could be you would have to go into understanding what was Rabbi Yeshiva's problem with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that you could have one simon. How do we argue on that? To Kipshuta, we argue and we say it's not even called the Maisa Shechita until you do both simonim. So, but the idea basically is, and we have a riot to that a little bit, is that really, really, just like we said by Oif, the whole shechita happened in one simon, and even though it saw chias of the simonim is really happening with the one. When you shech the one simon by oif, you're really taking out the whole chias of the whole animal. That's why you have to have full. That's why in the kuvas of veshtet and nevela, even by oif, even if you shech the kana, because you're missing already. You can't take out the chias of the simonim. By shechita the kana, you're taking out the whole chias of all the simonim. If you have an nevela, if you already have the kuvas of veshtet in one simon in the oif, you can't check the other simon either. No, that'd be a trefa. Why is it nevela? Yeah, nekuvas aveshet by oif is nevela also. I mean, the chayim deal with that, but kipshuta it is. Beisalevi says no, but everyone else says it is. So l'chora that because the one simon oif is coming to be mitzvah the whole chias of all the simonim. So Rabbi Sheva's point is that in order to do that, you have to show us that you're doing a little bit of a maisa yitzas chias and the other simon also by behema. Otherwise, you didn't do it. So, l'chora, once the animal is a trefa, so if it becomes a trefa, then you lose the ability now in the second simon by itself. So what happened? You did a full ma'isa, you did a shechita in the first simon, and then it becomes a trefa. Now, what do you want to do in the second simon? You want to show me that now you're taking out that it's chal, that the whole chias is coming out. With the ma'isa shechita that you're doing in the second simon, is a ma'isa v'itzas chias, but it became a trefa already. Then it's not a full chias left that you could do a ma'isa v'itzas chias in the second simon. It has to be masber a little more. I want to get back to the sugya over here. But Al-Kabana, this is so you could explain potentially that gemara. Now getting back to what we started that. What's the pshat in Tosfos? The Tosfos says that there's only a sugya of dalat simanim by shechitas treifa, and not by Shechitas Kshera. So the pshat is like this. When you we have a Ben Pakua, the Shechita of the mother goes on the Vlad, it makes the Vlad into Basar. So it does everything. It does the Ma'isa Shechita and it turns it into a Basar Ba'alma, like we said in the Gemara, it says Beferish. It's running around as a piece of Basar, Basar B'dikula. When you have a Shechitas Trefa on the mother, so Mimela, what happens is that all the mother had was a Ma'isa Shechita Ba'alma, but it didn't have the Chalois Shechita on it that it turned it into, that it became Zavuach. So all the baby, the Uber has, is a Ma'isa Shechita. But it never became Zavuach Mikoyach the Ma'isa Shechita. So Mimela over here, there's still what to be Shecht. Because the animal, the Chalois Shechita never was Chal on the Behem, and the Behem is still in an Ein Zavuach. If the Behem is still in an Ein Zavuach, it's a Simonim through which you can make it Zavuach and you can Shecht it. It's true that it's misyaches to it that there's a Ma'isa Shechita. But since it wasn't Chal on the Uber that it became Zavuach Mikoyach the Shechita, so now the Uber is Ein Zavuach. How do you make something Zavuach? By Shechting it Simonim. So Dalet Simonim says that it still has Simonim enough that it could become Zavuach through its own Simonim. By Behem Ksheira, where the whole Shechita was Chal on it already, so it's already Zavuach. So there's no Simonim left to make it Zavuach on top of that. So Mimela, it spots the Shechita. The Shechita only was Poyel, the Ma'isa Shechita, but then it wasn't Poyel, how the Behemah became Zavuach Mekayach L'Shechita, and that's the Simonim that's left by Dalet Simonim, according to Tosis. If you go over into a mayor, and that the Rabbeinu Gershom and Baal Mor say that according to a mayor, you could do a Shechita L'Tar Medei Nevela. So again, it needs explanation, but the idea is that there being Mechadish an idea that according to a mayor, Hagam, that it's a Ben Teschai, and since it's a Ben Teschai, it has its own chias. To a certain degree, it has its own chias. If it has its own chias, so you can't say that its chias went out completely through Shechita, and it cannot become Zavuach through the Shechita. It can't get a Teres Shechita to become Zavuach. But there being Mechadish that the Maisa Shechita happened on the mother is considered that there's a Maisa Shechita on the Uber. Now here's a Chiddush, because the Uber didn't die because of the Maisa Shechita. It's going to die 10 years later on its own. But the Maisa has on it a Maisa Shechita. So that alone that has a Maisa Shechita is already, there's already an extra Chiddush on top. That we could say that, you're right, it has an independent Chiyas. So its Chiyas didn't go out through the Shechita. Like we don't don that. But Legabe over your chimoy or whatever the svar is, the Dalet Simon is mechadish that the Ma'isa Shechita that happened on the mother is considered having misyaches to the Vlad, and it is that this Vlad considered had a Ma'isa Shechita to it. And Memela now, this it checked the box that has a Ma'isa Shechita to it, so Memela, this Ma'isa Shechita is Matar Medina Vela. It has some sort of chias, but in the end, the Ma'isa has a Ma'isa Shechita, which is going to be Matar Medina Vela, and that's what they're mechadish in the end. That even a mayor can have this idea of a Ma'isa Shechita being done, even though it's because that's the schiz, it's not going to become shachat mekoyach the shechita. And that would be the pshat in those shittas.